It's time for our Caller of the Week.
It's about time somebody spoke the truth here.
I'm going to speak my mind.
On News Radio WGAN.
I want to make sure that we get to our calls, as I promised. Lee was first up. What's going on, Lee?
I don't usually get to catch you live, but my kids asked me to bring them to school this morning, so I'm up early. I got mixed thoughts on this, and this is just like a totally raw conversation I'm going to have with you. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a conservative. I'm always, you know, right there aligned with everybody. The more I educate myself on the Middle East, it's like I'm really torn now. Growing up, I remember the Iran hostage situation and all that. And it was horrible. It was terrible. But I didn't realize that the regime overthrew basically, a leader that the U.S. kind of propped up over there after the World War II anyways.
The Shah.
I wish this world was smaller and we didn't have internet. We didn't know what was going on because it seemed like it was better if we just crossed some lines in the Middle East after World War II. And it's been a mess ever since. And it's like, have they been fighting for thousands of years, or is it just since World War II?